mercy, I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name. His holy name, thanking for his grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your brother, turn to your sister with a smile. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 As we turn our Bibles to Psalms 46. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in the sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, the Lion of Judah, we thank you, Lord God, for this privilege to be in your house. We thank you, God, for the grace, Father, you have given us, Father, being with us the whole week, Lord, the provisions, Lord, everything, Lord God, Father. We lack words to thank you, Lord, Father. But we love you, Lord. We surrender everything unto you, Father, this morning. We commit this service into your hands, Father. We commit our pastor into your hands, Lord God. As he ministers to us, Father, Lord God, anoint him, Lord. May there be manifestation and feelings and refillings, Lord Jesus. Father, I commit everything into your hands, Father. The sick among us, Father, heal them, Lord God. Visit your children, Father. Meet everyone at their points of need, Father, and we will glorify your holy name. Father, be the musicians, Lord. Anoint the songs are going to sing, Lord. Anoint your word, Father. May be seeds planted in our souls, Father, Lord God. May at the end of the service say, Father, like those going to your mouth, didn't our hearts burn with talking to us, Father, Lord God. Those on our ways, Father, give them traveling mercies. On the hookup, bless them, Lord God. For you ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Give our key for Jesus is right here.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are happy? You are happy? Amen. Jesus is here right now. Amen. We have a thanksgiving from Sister Ruth Joseph. She says, I thank God for journey masses to and from my rural home to bury my uncle. I also thank God for healing me last Wednesday as the pastor was preaching. I had fever, sore throat that had caused tonsillitis and a severe headache. Glory and dominion and power belong to our God. Amen. We have a prayer request. God bless you, church. Please remember me in prayers. I have a body weakness, stomach pain, and headache. Brother Wycliffe Mate is not with us today on account of work. But he has a thanksgiving We are thanking God for blessing us with a baby girl. Amen. I can see many smiles on that one. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sister Esther Okida is not with us today on account of work. Remember her in prayers. Our brother Solomon is with us today. Last Sunday he was not with us because of church, of work. We thank God for him. We thank God for him. Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the thanksgiving from our sister Ruth Joseph, traveling Mass's father, and you healing her on Wednesday as the church service was on, Lord. Blessing and honor and glory be unto thee, O Lord. Our brother Francis Lukuya, hallelujah, weak in body, headaches, Father. We know that is a demon. It's a fallen angel. And we cast him out of from our brother in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of Brother Wycliffe, Lord, and giving them a baby girl. Hallelujah. You have increased the number of us here, Father. Blessing and honor and glory be unto you. Amen. Be with him as he walks, Lord. Amen. Sister Esther Okida, not with us this day, Father. Lord, because of work. As she travels from Western Province coming back to Nairobi, hallelujah, Lord, be with her. Take care of her along the way. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for Brother Solomon. You brought him back. Thank you for taking care of him on Sunday when he was at work and during the week. We thank you for taking care of every one of us, Father. Blessing and honor and glory. Hallelujah. And those that are sick and needy, Lord, here on the visible congregation, Lord, and in Tororo and everywhere that we have a hookup, Lord, may you remember them, Father. We are a needy people, Heavenly Father. Blessing, honor, and glory be unto thee in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Do you appreciate, Brother Omar? Make a way for shall what's wrong and do what's right. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Glory to God. Amen. He's going to make a way. He promised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you everything, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. As we prepare for the morning offering and tithes, amen. Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. Do you love the Lord? Amen. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Oh, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. Shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sin. Oh, sowing in the morning, sowing seed of kindness, sowing in the noontime, and the day will end. Waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. Shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaf. Play softly. We shall Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Oh, it's coming. The Pentecost fire. Oh, Father, let the fire fall. Father, let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the Pentecost. Our pastor, do you love him? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Burn, Holy Spirit, burn within me. Amen. Yeah. death. Give me the power that Jesus has through. Oh, burn, burn. Oh, burn, burn. Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my soul on fire. Give me that old time religion. Give me that. Give me that old time. And it's good enough for me. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that. Praising the Lord, we are together again in one accord. Something good is about to happen. Something good. We are together again, just praising the Lord. We are together again. Praising the Lord, we are together again in one accord. Something is it so? We are together. Praising the Lord, we are together again. In the day of Pentecost, fire. fire fall on me. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Consoler, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he.
Worship him, let's praise him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your love, for your mercies, for your grace, oh God, that has abounded towards us. In this hour, in this time, we surrender, we commit ourselves into your hands, dear Lord. We thank you for bringing us together again, Lord, in this sanctuary, to praise you, to worship you, and to hear you speak back to our hearts, and to rejoice in the revelation of your word, and for what you are doing with us, O God. And for us, Father. Lord, bless everyone here. Lord, those who are here and on the hookup, may you bless your children, dear Father. And may this day be another special day in our individual lives. We remember the sick and the afflicted. May you touch each and every one of them, Lord, we pray. May you grant deliverance unto your children, Lord. May you meet their needs, Lord, as you know all of them, Father. Stand by your children, Lord, and Father, grant them peace in their hearts and the joy of thy salvation. Bless the service this morning, the word portion, Father. The song service has already gone forth. We feel your presence, we feel your love, we feel your power in the building, Lord. We are so grateful, Father, for brother George and the musicians. Now may you bless your word as it goes out, Father. Be with brother James as we stand together here. Lord, may you be with him, Father. Grant it, Lord, we commit everything now into your hands, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. And the church shall say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And those who had gone up country, Karibu. Amen. I see it's a full house this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy to see Brother William. God bless you, Brother William. Praise the Lord. We want to go straight to the word this morning. Amen. No comments, no nothing. Thank you, musicians. Amen. We are going to open to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 4. We'll refer to many scriptures. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is just talking heart to heart. Amen. Appreciate the Lord for that. Heart to heart talk. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord is here. And we thank him. Romans 8:1-4. Remember, when I said the other day that the Holy Spirit has spoken in my heart, he says, the spirit of adoption. Just that. Amen. And then we had a service on Sunday. And a lot of testimonies came back from that service. We want to thank the Lord for that. Amen. And then on Wednesday we had a very good time here. There was very sweet anointing here. We were quite a handful. But something was here. Amen. And we believe the same God will be with us this morning. You believe that? Amen. So let's read this scripture here, 1-4. Listen to it carefully. And you will read the whole chapter at your own time. Romans 8 is a chapter for the bride. Amen. Not for those who are out there. Amen. But for the bride of Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Sasa basi hakuna hukumu ya adhabu ya wao walio katika Kristo Yesu.
And who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
What a powerful scripture. No condemnation to those who are in Christ this morning. Then to those who walk in the spirit and not after the flesh. I trust that is clear. Let that sink in. Amen. So when we say we are free, this is the scripture. To abide in Christ and to walk in Him. Amen. To walk in Him is to live in Him. Not only for one day, but every moment of our lives. Every aspect of our lives. Amen. Walking with the, in the walking after the Spirit. Verse 2. And this is why there is no condemnation. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Kwa sababu sheria roho wa uzima ule ulio katika Kristo Yesu umeniacha huru pale na sheria dhambi na mauti.
So there are two laws operating in operation.
Kuna sheria mbili nafanya kazi.
One is the law of the Spirit of life.
Moja ni sheria roho uzima.
And then the other is the law of sin and death.
Na ingine ni sheria ya mauti na dhambi.
They are all contrary to one another.
Yote inapingana.
Amen.
Amen.
For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Maana yale yasiwezekana kwa sheria, kwa vile vilivyokuwa dhaifu kwa sababu ya mwili, Mungu kwa kumtuma mwanawe mwenyewe katika mfano wa mwili ulio wa dhambi, na kwa sababu ya dhambi, alihukumu dhambi katika mwili.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Ili maagizo ya torati yatimizwe ndani yetu sisi, tusionenda kufuata mambo ya mwili, bali mambo ya roho.
Let's continue on a little bit. I've stopped here, but I feel we should continue with the scripture. It says, verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Kwa maana wale wafuatao mwili huyafikiri mambo ya mwili, bali wale waifuatao roho huyafikiri mambo ya roho.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Kwa kuwa nia ya mwili ni mauti, bali nia ya roho ni uzima na amani.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Kwa kuwa ile nia ya mwili ni uadui juu ya Mungu, kwa maana haitii sheria ya Mungu wala haiwezi kuitii.
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Wale wafuatao mwili hawawezi kumpendeza Mungu.
But you are not in the flesh.
Lakini nyinyi hamko katika mwili.
But in the Spirit.
Lakini katika roho.
If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
Lakini ikiwa roho wa Mungu anakaa ndani yenu.
Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Basi mtu yeyote asipokuwa na roho wa Kristo, huyo si wake.
And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Na Kristo akiwa ndani yenu, mwili wenu umekufa kwa sababu ya dhambi, bali roho yenu ihai kwa sababu ya haki.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Lakini ikiwa roho yake aliyemfufua Yesu Kristo katika wafu anakaa ndani yenu, yeye aliyemfufua Kristo Yesu katika wafu atahuisha na miili yenu iliyo katika hali ya kufa kwa roho wake anayekaa ndani yenu.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Basi kama hivyo ndugu tu wadeni, si wa mwili tuishi kwa kufuata mambo ya mwili. Kwa maana kama tukiishi kwa kufuata mambo ya mwili, wataka kufa. Bali kama mkiafisha matendo ya mwili kwa roho, taishi.
Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Kwa kuwa wote wanaongozwa na roho wa Mungu, hao ndio wana wa Mungu.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Kwa kuwa hukupokea tena roho wa utumwa iletayo hofu, bali mlipokea roho ya kufanywa wana, ambaye kwa hiyo twalia Abba, yaani Baba.
The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Roho mwenyewe hushuhudia pamoja na roho zetu ya kuwa sisi tu watoto wa Mungu.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified, we may also be glorified together.
Na kama tu watoto basi tu warithi, warithi wa Mungu, warithio pamoja na Kristo. Naam, tukiteswa pamoja naye ili tupate na kutukuzwa pamoja naye.
What a scripture.
Andiko la jinsi gani.
May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word.
Mungu abariki kusoma kwa neno lake.
You may be seated.
Kaeni.
Well, praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Welcome to the house of the Lord.
Karibu kwa nyumba ya Bwana.
It's good to be together again.
Ni vema kuwa tena pamoja.
Amen. Praising the Lord Jesus. I trust everyone is fine.
Tukimsifu Bwana Yesu Kristo, natumai kila mmoja kwa mzima.
And all is well with everyone of us.
Kila mmoja wetu kwa mzima.
Amen. That the joy of the Lord, the joy of his salvation,
wokovu, furaha ya wokovu wake,
is still bubbling in our hearts.
Bado inabubujika kwa mioyo yetu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
Amen. So we thank God for his grace.
Namshukuru Mungu kwa neema yake.
For his love and for his mercy.
Kwa upendo wake na rehema zake.
And now he keeps us all the time.
Yesu ametutunza kila mahali wakati.
Day by day by day.
Siku hadi siku hadi siku.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So God is good. So my scripture, my title,
ina kichwa cha ujumbe wangu.
I've just picked from verse 2.
Nimechukua kutoka mstari wa pili.
Of Romans 8.
Wa Rumi 8.
The law of the spirit of life.
Sheria ya roho ya uzima.
That operates in a believer.
Yeye anafanya kazi ndani ya muaminio.
That has made us free.
Ambaye ametuweka huru.
That has made us free from condemnation.
Tuweka huru kutoka hukumu.
Amen.
Amina.
Do we believe that we are in Romans 8 this morning?
Tunaamini tuko kwa Rumi 8 asubuhi ya leo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Now, I thank God for you.
Namshukuru Mungu kwa ajili yako.
The believers in this church.
Waaminio kwa hili kanisa.
Who love the Lord.
Wanaopenda Bwana.
And have trust and confidence.
Na wanatumaini na ujasiri.
In this ministry.
Katika huduma hii.
So God bless you.
Mungu awabariki.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
For all that you do.
Kwa yote mnayofanya.
Your prayers.
Maombi yenu.
Amen. And everything.
Na kila kitu.
God bless you.
Mungu awabariki.
Amen. But I do want to say a few things.
Lakini ningependa kusema mambo machache.
About the shepherd, the pastor.
Kuhusu mchungaji.
The relationship.
Uhusiano wake.
The pastor and the church.
Mchungaji na kanisa.
And the believers.
Na waaminio.
Amen.
Amina.
Just a few quotes.
Nukuu chache tu.
And then we shall strike the scriptures, Romans 8.
Kisha tuende kwa Rumi 8.
Amen. It's important.
Ni muhimu sana.
That we know what we are dealing with here.
Kwamba tujue nakabiliana na kitu gani hapa.
Amen. The prophet says this.
Nabii anasema haya.
Amen. He says, anyone, this is believe you that I'm able to do this.
It's 50.
Anyone with a common school education knows the word devil means tormentor. God doesn't torment. The spirit of God doesn't command.
Roho ya Mungu hadhuru.
Amen. It liberates.
Inaweka huru.
It brings joy.
Inaleta furaha.
Peace.
Amani.
Love.
Upendo.
Long suffering.
Na uvumilivu.
Amen.
Amina.
So it does not torment you.
Yeye hakudhuru.
Amen. But the word devil means a tormentor.
Neno shetani inamaanisha mtu wa kukudhuru.
Amen. Throws you off balance. You're worried all the time.
Inakutupa hapa na kuweka waswasi na hofu
unaosubiriwa.
Unakuwa na dhiki.
Uncertain.
Unakuwa huna uhakika.
Lack of self-confidence.
Hana ujasiri mwenyewe.
Loss of identity.
Unapoteza kitambulisho mwenyewe.
Don't know who you are.
Unajua wewe ni nani.
Amen. You are a son of God.
Wewe ni mwana wa Mungu.
Daughter of God.
Binti ya Mungu.
Amen. And then the prophet says,
kisha nabii anasema,
if you have got a tormentor in you, so
kama kuna mdhuru anayekudhuru kwa nafsi yako,
see your pastor,
ona mchungaji wako.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
The doctors won't help you.
Daktari hawatakusaidia.
They won't understand this kind of sickness.
Hawafahamu aina hii ya magonjwa.
They go by their books.
Wanaenda na vitabu zao.
They don't understand about this.
Hawafahamu kuhusu haya.
They know nothing about it.
Hawajui yoyote kuhusu haya.
Amen. So know the right place to go to. Jua
mahali panapofaa pa kuenda.
And the right person to go to.
Na mtu anayefaa kukaribia.
So you've got a tormentor in your soul.
Unamdhuru anayekudhuru kwa nafsi yako.
Amen. Say, see your pastor very clear.
Akasema ona mchungaji wako maneno wazi wazi.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
You've got a tormentor in your body.
Unamdhuru anayekudhuru kwa mwili wako.
Amen. Come and be prayed for.
Kuja uombewe basi.
Amen.
Amina.
Then they will be anointed with oil.
Utatiwa mafuta.
Amen.
Amina.
And the prayer of faith.
Na maombi ya imani
shall heal the sick.
Itaponya wagonjwa.
Amen.
Amina.
That's the church of the living God.
Hilo ndio kanisa la Mungu aliye hai.
Amen. God does not want us to be in sorrow.
Mungu hataki tuwe katika huzuni.
He doesn't want us to be in pain.
Hataki tuwe katika uchungu.
He doesn't want us to have mind battles.
Hataki tuwe na vita vya mawazo.
He's not the author of confusion.
Sio mwanzilishaji wa mchanganyiko.
He's a God of peace.
Ni Mungu wa amani.
And love.
Na upendo.
And power.
Na nguvu.
And authority.
Na mamlaka.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
And we should be happy.
Na tufurahi.
That we are serving a God like that.
Tunatumikia Mungu kama yule.
Who cares about you?
Anayekujali wewe.
The prophet say he cares. Do you
na
care?
Na anasema anajali unamjali.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So you have a tormentor in your soul. Don't fear.
Unamdhuru usiogope.
See your pastor.
Wewe muone mchungaji wako.
Amen.
Amina.
Of course I know we have our beloved pastors online.
Tunajua na wachungaji wapendwa pale kwenye mtandao.
Amen. This also to help the believers in your churches.
Ili pia kuwasaidia wa
have confidence.
Kuwa na ujasiri
in your pastor.
Kwa mchungaji wako.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
God's gifts to you.
Karama ya Mungu kwako.
Amen.
Amina.
So the pastor is the shepherd of your soul.
Mchungaji ni anayechunga nafsi yako.
Not of your flesh.
Sio ya mwili wako.
Try to differentiate that.
Jaribu kutofautisha hiyo.
If you have a need in the flesh,
kama unahitaji kwa mwili,
you pray.
Wewe omba.
God will help you.
Mungu atakusaidia.
But if you have a torment in the soul,
kama una mtu anayekudhuru kwa nafsi yako,
you need the word.
Unahitaji neno.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
To set you free.
Kukuweka huru.
Amen.
Amina.
So number two.
La pili.
You're a pastor,
mchungaji,
but your pastor,
lakini mchungaji wako,
is ordained,
amewekwa wakfu,
of God,
na Mungu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
One is a shepherd of your soul.
Ya kwanza ni mchungaji wa nafsi yako.
Two is ordained of God.
Ya pili ameteuliwa na Mungu.
I'm talking about God ordained, God sent pastors.
Nazungumza wachungaji walioteuliwa na Mungu, wametumwa na Mungu.
Not everybody is God sent.
Sio kila mtu ametumwa na Mungu.
Amen.
Amina.
So in reading this I'm referring to God sent.
Kwa kusoma haya nazungumzia wale ambao wametumwa na Mungu.
Amen.
Amina.
So you have a God sent pastor.
Una mchungaji aliyetumwa na Mungu.
You know is ordained of God. And if he is ordained of God, then God will stand by his side. Then God will, then all heaven will be behind him. Then he has the power to break the demon powers from around your lives by the word of God. Can we say amen?
Tuseme amina.
But you must have the faith.
Lakini lazima uwe na imani.
The trust and the confidence.
Kujasiri na kuamini.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Number three.
Na tatu.
A pastor.
Mchungaji.
Is the innkeeper.
Ndio anaweka.
Referred to.
Anayetunza.
In Luke chapter 10.
Anayezungumzwa katika Luka mlango wa 10.
Verse 31 to 35.
Salesina moja la 35.
The prophet gave a parable.
Nabii alitoa mfano.
And Jesus answering said.
Sema jibu aki Yesu kajibu akasema.
A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Kuna mtu fulani alitoka Jerusalem kuelekea Jericho.
And fell among thieves.
Na akapatwa na wezi.
Which stripped him off his raiment.
Ambao alitoa mavazi yake yote.
And wounded him.
Na wakamjeruhi.
And departed leaving him half dead.
Wakamwacha amekufa.
Now that was me, that was you.
Amen.
And by chance,
kwa bahati nzuri,
there came down a certain priest that say,
kukakuja kuhani moja kasema,
and when he saw him
alipomuona,
that way, and when he saw him
alipomuona,
he passed by on the other side.
Akapita yu upande nyingine.
And likewise a Levite,
hata hivyo Mlawi,
when he was at the place
alipokuwa pale mahali,
came and looked at him
akuja kamtazama,
and passed by on the other side.
Akapita upande huu mwingine.
But a certain Samaritan,
lakini Msamaria fulani,
a good Samaritan, Samaritan,
Samaria mwema,
the Lord himself
mwenyewe,
descended with a shout,
akashuka kwa mwaliko,
with the voice of the archangel,
kwa sauti ya malaika mkuu,
and the trump of God,
na parapanda ya Mungu,
came by our way,
akakuja upande wetu,
and he saw us,
na akatuona,
and he had compassion,
na akatuhurumia,
upon us,
juu yetu.
Amen.
Amina.
Then verse 34. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said to him, take care of him.
Mshughulikie.
And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again,
nitakaporudi tena,
I will repay thee.
Nitakulipa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
The good Samaritan,
Msamaria mwema,
is the Lord himself.
Ni Bwana mwenyewe.
The one who called you.
Yeye aliyekuita.
Praise, I called you from the world. When you were wounded. Amen.
Amina.
Nobody cared about you. But he came looking for you. Because your name was in the Lamb's Book of Redemption. And he nursed you. Amen.
Amina.
And he brought you here. Amen. And handed you to the innkeeper. So if the Lord handed you to me, I am the innkeeper. Oh, Pastor, what is happening to you this morning? I'm taking charge, taking authority, standing in my position, God given position. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ready to challenge any devil, any spirit. Amen. Any wolves in whatever form. Amen. We have the sword, the king's sword, the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
My.
Jamani.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Mungu abariki.
Amen.
Amina.
So listen to what Brother Branham says.
Sikizeni ndugu Branham
anayesema. Let us see God.
Wacha tumuone Mungu.
The good Samaritan has come by.
Samaria mwema amerudi tena.
And poured oil.
Na kamimina mafuta.
In the wound.
Katika ile jeraha.
But he has took you now.
Lakini amekuchukua wewe sasa.
And he wants you to go to one of the inns.
Anataka uende moja hiyo nyumba.
He has done paid the pastor
tayari ameshili ashalipa mchungaji
to take care of you,
kukushughulikia wewe.
So he is paid.
Kwa hivyo ameshalipa.
What is the payment?
Malipo ni nini?
He has received the Holy Ghost,
amepokea Roho Mtakatifu,
God's blessing,
baraka ya Mungu,
God blessings upon him,
baraka juu yake,
health and revelation,
afya na ufunuo.
He can just feed your soul.
Anaweza kalisha tu nafsi yako.
Can we say amen now?
Tuseme amina sasa.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
He has given him the best thing.
Amepatia jambo lililo bora.
Amen.
Amina.
That you can do to keep your spirit fed.
Ambaye anaweza kufanya ili ulishwe katika roho yako.
And moving on.
Na uendelee mbele.
Glory be to God.
Tukufu kwa Bwana.
So we give thanks to the Lord.
Kwa tunamshukuru Bwana Mungu.
Amen.
Amina.
And then number four.
Kisha ya nne.
Amen.
Amina.
Is God's voice to you.
Now
I know that is very strong. But listen to what Malachi 4 says.
Sikiza Malachi anavyosema.
He said, but when the angel of the Lord moves down, he was referring to his own ministry. When the angel of the Lord moves down, it becomes then a voice of God to you.
Inakuwa sauti ya Mungu basi kwako.
If I offended you by saying that,
kama nimekukwaza kwa kusema hayo,
forgive me.
Nisamehe.
But I felt that might be resented.
Lakini mesisi yo inachukiwa.
But
lakini,
I am God's voice to you.
Mimi ni sauti ya Mungu kwenu.
I say that again.
Inasema hiyo tena.
That was Malachi 4. He spoke it the first time.
Alinena mara ya kwanza.
And the devil, you know, brought resentment.
Shetani akaleta chuki pale.
And the spirit brought it the second time very strongly.
Akaleta mara ya pili kwa nguvu sana.
Amen. That I'm God's voice to you.
Mimi ni sauti ya Mungu kwenu.
Amen.
Amina.
So now we find out.
Hapo tunagundua sasa.
If you have a true pastor,
kama una mchungaji wa kweli,
ordained of God,
aliyeteuliwa na Mungu,
God sent,
aliyetumwa,
then is God's voice to you. you. Amen. It represents Christ in the power of his resurrection. Amen. But he's subject to the word and controlled by the word of God. Praise the Lord. He will love the sheep. Praise the Lord. He will be with the sheep. Amen. You love the Lord? Praise God. I felt I should say that. Amen. I believe you believe it. I hope you believe it. I pray that you accept it. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have to.
Lazima.
The angel told Brother Branham, if the people can believe, then nothing will stand in your way. So you have got to believe. You have got to have confidence. Amen.
Amina.
In what is, and to have confidence is to take what is being spoken very seriously. Amen. Because it is to help you to build you up
kukujega
into a perfect state.
Kukua kimo kamilifu.
A state of perfection.
Kimo cha ukamilifu.
Amen.
Amina.
So when we come in here,
padadi,
we come here to listen to the word of God.
Tunakuja kusikiza neno la Mungu.
Amen. Because we believe
sababu tunaamini
that the word of God
kwamba neno la Mungu
will deliver us.
Itatukomboa.
Will heal us.
Itatuponya.
Amen. Will provide for us.
Itatupeana.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. So that's one purpose. That is why we come here.
Kwa sababu tunakuja hapa.
Amen. But then you have to know,
lakini pia lazima ujue,
that there has got to be an authority here.
Lazima kukuwepo na mamlaka hapa.
Amen. So that an agent
na wakala
that God can move through.
Ambaye Mungu anaweza tumia kupitia.
Amen.
Amina.
So God has been good to us. So far he has kept us.
Ame tutunza kufikia sasa.
He has watched over us.
Ame tulinda.
And he has never failed us.
Hajawahi shindwa.
And he will not fail us.
Hatawahi shindwa.
Amen. So let's serve him.
Kwa hivyo tumtumikie
with all our hearts.
Kwa moyo wetu wote.
Amen.
Amina.
So I have a message here just to encourage you.
Niko na ujumbe hapa tu kuwahimiza.
This morning.
Asubuhi ya leo.
Amen. Nothing new, but just something to encourage you.
Hakuna kitu kipya lakini kitu cha kuwahimiza tu.
To strengthen you.
Kuwatieni nguvu.
As we walk this journey.
Unapotembea kwa hii safari.
Amen.
Amina.
The Lord knows.
Bwana anajua
what you go through. He understands every bit of it.
Anafahamu kila sehemu.
Amen. But he can only help you by his word.
Atakusaidia tu kwa neno lake.
Amen. So my title is
kichwa cha ujumbe wangu ni
The Law of the Spirit of Life.
Sheria ya roho wa uzima
that operates in a believer.
Inayofanya kazi ndani ya mwaminio.
Amen.
Amina.
There's a spirit in you.
Kuna roho ndani yako.
Amen.
Amina.
And that spirit
na hiyo roho
is the spirit of life.
Ni roho ya uzima.
And there's a law
na kuna sheria
that governs that spirit.
Inayotawala ile roho.
And Paul was so excited.
Na Paulo alisisimuka.
He said he has set me free
akasema imeniweka huru
from the law of sin
kutoka sheria ya dhambi
and death
na mauti.
Amen.
Amina.
So he was so happy.
Alifurahi sana.
So can we also rejoice?
Pia sisi tufurahi.
Amen. Because of what we have.
Sababu tulio nayo.
Amen.
Amina.
Now Romans 8
Warumi nane
is a continuation
nikiendelezo
of Romans 7
ya Warumi 7.
Amen.
Amina.
Let me read some part here in Romans 7. I read also verse 1 to 4. Amen. To help you understand where Romans 8 is coming from.
He
said, know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law. Amen.
Amina.
How that the law has dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
Kwanza torati inamtawala mtu mradi anapoendelea kuishi.
He was very specific here.
Alikuwa kilenga sana hapa.
For the woman which has an husband,
kwa maana mwanamke aliye na mume,
is bound by the law to her husband.
Amefungwa na sheria kwa yule mume wake.
So long as he liveth.
Wakati anapokuwa hai.
But if the husband be dead,
bali akifa yule mume,
she is loosed from the law of her husband.
Amefunguliwa na ile sheria ya mumewe.
So then, if while her husband liveth,
wakati mumewe yungali hai,
she be married
akiwa na ameolewa,
to another man,
na mwanaume mwingine,
she shall be called an adulteress.
Kuitwa mzinzi.
But if her husband be dead,
ile mumewe akifa,
she is free from that law.
Amekuwa huru.
So that she is no adulteress.
Afungwi na sheria hiyo.
Though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the blood of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God.
Kisha tumzalie Mungu matunda.
So you can see Romans 7.
Naweza kuona Rumi 7.
He's talking about a law.
Nazungumzia sheria fulani.
Amen.
Amina.
Which in Romans 8,
Baba Rumi 8,
it refers to as the law of sin and death.
Inazungumzia sheria ya mauti na dhambi.
But Romans 8,
lakini Rumi 8,
is speaking of another law.
Inazungumzia sheria nyingine,
which is the law of the spirit of life.
Ambapo ni sheria ya roho ya uzima.
Amen.
Amina.
Now, in invisible union of the bride of Christ,
kwa shirika usionekana wa biharusi Yesu Kristo,
the prophet brought up clearly Romans 7.
Nabii aleta wa Rumi.
He says he's not actually talking about the Old Testament.
Anasaba, sazungumzia agano la kale.
He's talking about denomination.
Anazungumzia madhehebu.
Amen.
Amina.
So Romans 7 deals with denominational spirits.
Rumi 7 inakabiliana na roho ya kimadhehebu.
And then Romans 8
na Warumi 8
deals with the bride.
Inakabiliana na bibi harusi.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So denominations
madhehebu
have a law that governs them.
Ina sheria inayowatawala.
Amen.
Amina.
And now that the seventh seal,
kwa sababu saba huru wa saba,
was revealed,
ulifunuliwa,
and Christ himself came down,
Kristo mwenyewe akashuka chini,
not another Christ,
sio Kristo mwingine,
but the same one,
lakini yule yule,
that was crucified,
aliyesulubishwa,
that died,
aliyekufa.
Now the body is up there.
Mwili uko kule juu.
The body, the corporal body of Christ.
Kiwiliwili cha Yesu Kristo.
Is up there.
Yuko kule juu.
It will come that day of the rapture.
Itashuka ile siku ya unyakuo.
But the spirit,
lakini roho,
is down here.
Yuko hapa chini.
And the fullness of the word,
na ukamilifu wa neno.
The fullness of the spirit,
ukamilifu wa roho.
The fullness of the word,
ukamilifu wa neno.
The fullness of the atonement,
na ukamilifu wa upatanisho.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Is right here in our midst.
Yuko hapo hapa miongoni mwetu.
Not Christ in the physical form,
sio Kristo katika kiwiliwili
chake, but the spirit,
lakini ni roho,
and the word,
na neno.
Amen.
Amina.
With the fullness of the atonement,
akeni ukamilifu wa upatanisho,
for redemption,
kwa ajili ya ukombozi,
to set you free,
kukuweka wewe huru,
to deliver you,
kukukomboa.
Amen.
Amina.
And then to take you home,
kisha kukupeleka nyumbani.
Amen.
Amina.
But there's a mystery here,
lakini kuna fumbo
in
hapa,
Romans 7, Romans 8,
katika Warumi 7 na Warumi 8.
Amen.
Amina.
So Romans 7 deals with denomination spirits today. Amen.
Amina.
But Romans 8 deals with the bride. Pray, I hope you catch that. Amen.
Amina.
So if you go, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
It also deals with the two books.
Inakabiliana vile vitabu
viwili. Amen.
Amina.
It is also Romans 7 and also and Romans 8.
Warumi 7 na Warumi 8.
The two books, the book of life and the Lamb's book of redemption, are also expressed in these two chapters. They all speak about life. Amen. Romans 7, there's a life in there that cannot make you do good. Amen.
Amina.
I want to do good,
nataka fanya mema,
but evil is in me. That's Romans 7.
Yuno Warumi 7.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So it's a life of struggle.
Ni maisha kung'ang'ana,
fighting,
kupigana,
with yourself.
Na wewe mwenyewe.
You don't know how to overcome.
Haujui jinsi ya kushinda.
You don't know how to live a victorious life.
Haujui jinsi ya kuishi maisha ushindi.
Because there's a life in you,
sababu kuna uhai ndani yako,
being governed by a law,
unaotawaliwa na,
which is the law of sin and death. But because you are a seed of God, and God is calling you. Amen.
Amina.
So he's telling you, don't belong to Romans 7. You belong to Romans 8. So Romans 7 represents the book of life. Amen.
Amina.
And everybody is in there. We were born in there. Amen.
Amina.
Came to the world speaking
lies. Amen. Subject to the law of sin and death. You can now begin to understand the mystery of redemption. How powerful the blood of Jesus is. And how much we should love him. Amen. And he says life is a sacred thing to God. And is expressed in a book. And God is the author of life. Our natural life here is a perversion. There's a real, genuine life. It's not in Romans 7. It's in Romans 8. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why in Romans 8, he said, only those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. They are the daughters of God. Now the Spirit does not lead you from outside. It is an inward indwelling power that propels you, directs you, controls your thoughts, your behaviors, your whatever you say. Inwardly in your soul, the Spirit of life. And there's a law that governs that Spirit. We are going to speak about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he says here the first life, which is Romans 7. We were all in there. Praise the Lord. But today, no more. Somebody say amen. Can somebody say amen? Can the church say amen? Glory.
Tukufu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
The Bible said they overcame
Biblia nasema walimshinda
by the blood
kwa damu
and by their testimony
na kwa ushuhuda wao
of what they testify
ya wale walioshuhudia
of who they are.
Kwa wao ni nani?
Don't be ashamed.
Usione aibu.
You are a son, you are a daughter.
Wewe ni mwana ni binti
of the living God.
Wa Mungu aliye hai.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Amina.
So Romans 7, your first life, which is your first union, which you are joined in at birth by nature, by a natural act, which brought you here on earth. It is associated with sin and death. Amen.
Amina.
You see Malachi 4 going straight to the word. I'm reading a quote here. So that natural life is governed by a law. And the law is the law of sin and death. They can't escape. Amen. And that law operates that life. They can't help doing wrong. They just do it. Because that law is governing that life in them. They struggle to do right. But like I said before, we were there before. We also struggled. We were wounded. We were bruised. No man could help us. No priest could help us. Hallelujah. No bishop could help us. But the good Samaritan came down like an eagle. With an eagle cry. I said, you don't belong down there. Come up higher. Praise God. Amen.
Amina.
And he dressed our wounds. Amen. And he comforted us. And we felt joy. We felt peace.
Amani.
We felt like we have arrived. They said, now I'm taking you to an inn. And the innkeeper will look after you. Because I'm going to pay him. Amen. To look after you. But I'm coming back. You don't belong to the innkeeper. You belong to the good Samaritan. Amen.
Amina.
And he called you by a thunder. He called you by his
akakuita
word. Where were you?
Ulikuwa wapi?
In the Lamb's book, in the book of life. But he called you out from there.
Pale.
Put you in the blood section of the Lamb's book of redemption. Now today,
sasa leo,
my testimony,
ushuda wangu,
my confession,
yangu,
I am in the blood section of the Lamb's book of redemption is the record of eternal life. I have eternal life. Life without beginning. life without ending. Praise God. Same to you. Amen. You give your testimony. Amen. Give your witness back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't be depressed. Don't be pressed down. Amen.
Amina.
So the law that governs the life Sheria in Romans 7 is a law of sin and death. Have you caught that? Amen.
Amina.
Amen. And all mankind was born in death. But another law, amen, in Romans 8, amen, the law of the spirit of life. Amen.
Amina.
Now to those who are in Romans 8, amen, to the bride, there is therefore now no condemnation. I only wish this could get in. Amen.
Amina.
I wish this could sink into our soul. No condemnation to them that are in, not even a single one.
Hata kidogo.
It's not there.
Haipo.
To them who are in Christ and to them who walk after the Spirit. I don't mean backsliding today, coming back. I don't mean that. I mean secured in Christ. Amen. Knowing who you are, and proud of who you are, happy of who you are, and serving God, and rejoicing, and praising God all the time. Amen. This is what Malachi 4 says. He says, he, the bridegroom, he took away your shame. He took it away.
Aliondosha.
Away your shame, all of it.
Aliondosha aibu yako yote.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
And he put it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Akaiweka kwa bahari ya usahaulifu.
By the washing of the water of the word.
Kwa kuoshwa kwa maji ya neno.
And the blood of life.
Na kwa damu ya uzima.
Your first husband,
mume wako wa kwanza,
that you are married to,
ambao ulikuwa umeolewa na yeye,
which is the world,
ambapo ni dunia,
the anointed bridegroom,
bwana arusi aliyetiwa mafuta,
which foreordained you, has washed you by the washing of the water by the word. Amen.
Amen.
Now your first husband,
mume wako wa kwanza,
which is the world,
ambapo ni dunia,
is a denominational spirit.
Ni roho kimadhehebu.
That's right.
Sawa sawa.
That he has called you out from.
Aliyekuita kutoka pale.
A binding spirit.
Roho ya kukufunga.
Amen.
Amina.
That is ruled by the law of sin and death.
Inayotawaliwa na sheria ya dhambi na mauti.
Amen.
Amina.
And people wonder.
Unashangaa.
Why people are backsliding and things like that.
Kwa nini watu wanarudi nyuma na mambo kama hayo?
What we need is the washing of the waters by the word.
Unahitaji ni kuoshwa kwa maji kwa neno.
Keep you clean.
Ikuweke safi.
Amen.
Amina.
It's my desire.
Ni shauku yangu.
It's my prayer that the law that should operate in this church should be the law of the spirit of life. I mean life. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
That should operate here in this church. But when you come in here, you find life.
Unapata uzima.
When you go out,
ukitoka,
you go with life.
Unenda na uzima.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
When you come in sick,
ukiingia kwa mgonjwa,
you are healed.
Unapona.
Healed.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
So you be ready when you come
in.
And the word is going for you. You know sickness is the devil. You know that? He sits there in there. And the only way to cast out the devil is by the word. So if you surrender to the word of God and you receive the word, the devil must give way. Who is powerful? God or the devil? God is more powerful than Satan. So your faith should come to a place where you know, when I receive that word, I'll be healed. Because there is power in the word. praise the Lord, come to deliver you. Glory be to God. That's what I'm looking for. The church, amen, full of the spirit of life and truth. Amen. Now let this sink in. And let I wish everybody could receive this. The bridegroom took away your shame and threw it into the sea of forgetfulness by his word. So this message, the seventh seal, the seven thunders, which is Christ, justifies you. Puts you into another category. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
And then you are justified. Nothing against you.
Hakuna kitu dhidi yako.
Nothing.
Hakuna.
You got to accept that.
Lazima ukubali hiyo.
How many believe that?
Wangapi naamini hiyo?
You believe that with all your heart?
Unaamini hayo kwa moyo wako wote.
Praise the Lord. So you had a first husband, which is denomination, which is the spirit of the world. And that's why we are different. We are not like them in the world.
Yet.
We are not like this denomination. I don't despise them, no. But this is the truth. Amen.
Amina.
This is it.
Hidyo hiyo.
Amen.
Amina.
So your first husband,
mume wako wa kweli,
that you are married to,
uliolewa naye,
the anointed bridegroom,
bwana arusi aliyetiwa mafuta,
which would foreordain you,
aliyekuteua,
has washed you by the washing of the waters by the word.
Amekuosha kwa kuosha kwa maji kwa neno.
Now,
sasa,
you cannot be in Romans 7,
hawezi kuwa katika Warumi 7
and Romans 8
na Warumi 8
at the same time.
Wakati ule ule moja.
Romans 7,
Warumi 7
is your first husband.
Ni mume wako wa kwanza.
Romans 8,
Warumi 8
is the bridegroom.
Ni bwana arusi.
Your new husband.
Mume wako mpya.
So for the bridegroom, the new husband, the spirit of life,
kwa bwana arusi mume mpya roho wa uzima,
to come in,
kuingia,
this one must die.
Lazima huyu akufe.
That is the law. Naturally,
kikawaida,
you cannot be married.
Hawezi kaolewa.
A woman,
mwanamke,
you cannot be married to two men.
Hawezi olewa na wanaume wawili
at the same time.
Wakati ule ule moja.
That is the law.
Hiyo ndio sheria.
Can we say amen to that?
Tuseme amina kwa hayo.
That's the law.
Hiyo ndio sheria.
Because
kwa sababu,
when your first husband you are still alive,
mume wako wa kwanza akiwa hai,
then you are subject to his law.
Basi uko chini ya sheria yake.
But when he dies,
anapokufa,
he dies with his laws.
Anakufa na sheria zake.
Then you can marry,
kisha unaweza kuolewa,
to another husband.
Kwa mume mwingine.
I hope you catch this.
Natumaini unapata hiyo.
Are you getting this?
Mnapata hii.
Amen.
Amina.
Now when I'm talking about the husband,
napozungumzia mume,
Romans 7 and Romans 8,
Warumi 7 na Warumi 8,
I'm talking about life.
Nazungumzia uzima.
That operates
inayofanya kazi
in the human being.
Ndani ya wanadamu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
And as I speak now,
naponena sasa,
it's happening right now.
Inatendeka hivi sasa.
It's a reality.
Ni ukweli.
It's not a myth.
Sio hadithi.
There are people,
kuna watu,
in Romans 7,
katika Warumi 7,
and there are people,
kuna watu,
in Romans 8,
katika Warumi 8.
Right now,
sasa sasa,
as I speak,
naponena,
it's going on.
Inaendelea. Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So if you are in Romans 7,
kama uko kwa Warumi 7,
in Romans 7,
Warumi 7,
there are names in there.
Kuna majina pale ndani.
There are people in there.
Kuna watu pale ndani.
Who don't belong there.
Ambao hawapaswi kuwa pale.
By predestination,
kwa kukusudiwa,
they belong this side.
Hawa ndio upande huu.
To Romans 8.
Kwa Warumi 8.
Amen.
Amina.
So God comes looking out for you and pulls you from here and puts you this side. You got to recognize that. You got to accept that. Amen.
Amina.
A pardon.
Msamaha.
There's an example.
Kuna mfano fulani hapa.
That Malachi 4 brought.
Ambapo Malachi alileta.
He said there was a man in America one time.
Sasa kulikuwa na mtu fulani Amerikani wakati moja.
Amen. He killed somebody.
Aliua mtu fulani.
I think the son of some big person.
Mwana mtu mkubwa.
So he was sentenced to death.
Akahukumiwa kifo.
He was to die.
Alikuwa afe.
But the only person
lakini mtu wa pekee tu
who could pardon him
angeweza kumsamehe
was the president of the United States.
Alikuwa rais wa Marekani.
So somebody went pleading for this man. And the person just wrote a piece of paper. Wrote one word on it. Pardon. And he gave it and signed it. So this man, and that day was the day this man was supposed to be executed. So he ran with this piece of paper and to the prison. They read it. He went with it to this man. He said, "You have been pardoned. You are free. The prisoner has set you free." But he said, "You have come to mock me. This cannot be the president of the United States. Where is the stamp?" The man pleaded with him. He rejected it. So that day, he was executed. So a question came back.
Swali likakuja baadaye.
A prisoner,
mfungwa,
who had been pardoned,
ambaye alikuwa amesamehewa,
by the president,
na rais,
was executed.
Alinyongwa.
Then they changed the law.
Wakabadilisha sheria wakati huo.
A pardon,
wakasema msamaha,
is not a pardon,
sio msamaha,
until
hadi
is accepted,
ukubali,
as a pardon,
kama msamaha.
Praise the Lord. You got to accept this. Because this will lead to your healing. This will lead to your deliverance. This will lead to everything you want from God. Right from this spot, this is where you start. We sing that song, Victory in Jesus. This will lead to victory in Jesus
Christ.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I felt like I should really press that in down. Amen. Then we begin to realize we are real Christians. Who we are. Amen. You can't see this and you keep. You shout to praise the Lord. Amen. Your first husband that you are married to the world, the anointed bridegroom, wait for ordain you as wash you by the washing of the water by the word. Let me put it this way. The first husband that you are married to is dead.
Amekufa.
With his deeds,
na matendo yake,
with his laws,
na sheria zake,
with his influences,
na ushawishi wake.
Dead, I said,
amekufa,
dead.
Nasema, amekufa.
I mean dead.
Na maanisha amekufa.
Finish.
Kwisha.
Don't go to the cemetery.
Usiende kwa kaburi.
And start digging him
waza
up.
Kumufufua.
Amen.
Amina.
Let him remain there.
Wacha
dead.
Abakie pale amekufa.
This is a new life.
Hii uzima.
This is a new church.
Kanisa mpya.
This is a new bride.
Harusi mpya.
This is a new beginning.
Mwanzo mpya.
This is a new year.
Huu ni mwaka mpya.
2023. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dead and washed and gone. You've got to accept that. Number two. You are standing now. Justified. As though you never did it in the first place. Amen.
Amina.
You have received the word.
Umepokea neno.
You are free.
Uko huru.
So freely you have received, freely give.
Uhuru umepokea, huru peana.
And here you begin to understand.
Hapa unaanza kufahamu.
The revelation.
Ufunuo.
Of brotherly kindness.
Upendano ndugu.
Of forgiveness.
Wa msamaha.
He forgave me.
Alinisamehe.
Why should I not forgive my brother?
Kwa nini mimi nisisamehe ndugu yangu? Yeah.
Amen.
Amina.
When he has given you the power, that whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth, I will lose in heaven. And if he forgave you, why do you bind your brother? Why do you bind your sister? Yes, sir.
Dio.
Glory be to God. Why do you bind your husband? Why do you bind your wife? Why do you bind your children? If you have a revelation that you are a son of God, you are a daughter of God, amen, and the spirit of life, that law that operates that spirit, operates the word of God, then you forgive your brother. You forgive whatever anybody has done for you. Hell, you drop your heart. Amen. He did this to me. Drop it. Throw it away. Glory be to God. Amen. Oh, Pastor, you don't know. You don't understand. I don't have to know it. I don't even have to understand it. I know one thing. Forgive ye one another. Love ye one another. Yes, sir. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord. You have been pardoned.
Umesamehewa.
You have been forgiven.
Umesamehewa.
I've read the scriptures.
Nimesoma maandiko.
Now I'm reading the quote to back that up.
Nasoma nuku kutia ukunga mkono.
You got to accept it.
Lazima ukubali.
You are standing completely justified.
Umesabiwa haki.
Amen.
Amina.
They said, this is my message to the church this morning.
Kwa kanisa asubuhi ya leo.
You are standing. If you are standing on God's word, with God's word, every man, every jot, every tittle, you are standing complete, justified, like you never did it in the first place. Amen.
Amina.
You are the pure, virtuous,
Bikira,
sinless bride of the Son of the Living God. Amen.
Amina.
Listen, church. We got to come to a place
where
we can say, Father, let the fire fall. That it will take a virtuous, sinless bride to pull down the dynamics, to bring down charity, to bring down Christ, the headstone, the capstone. Power. Amen.
Amina.
We have got to come to that place. Amen.
Amina.
So you are standing, if you are standing on God's word, you are the pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the Living God. Can we say amen to that? Amen.
Amina.
I want you to do one thing here. I'm going to take my time. Amen.
Amina.
You turn to your brother or your sister. Give your confession. Talk about yourself. Tell your brother, I, not you, I. I mean you. Tell your brother, I am a pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the Living God. Amen. Get somebody next to you. Tell him. Get a brother next to you. Give your testimony. Give your testimony. Say it.
Seba.
Come on, you sitting down there. Stand up, brother. Get up on your feet down there. Praise God. Amen.
Amina.
Give your testimony. That's right. Yes, sir. I see my brother. Stand up, brother. There you are. Praise God. Now tell your brother, I am a pure. I'm sinless. I'm a perfect bride of Christ. But you're sinless, perfect. Son of the Living God.
Wana,
sana.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amina, amina.
Glory. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
The Holy Ghost approves of this. Amen.
Amen.
It is Him encouraging you.
He
said, come up, come up, come up.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
the glory. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. Glory.
Tukufu.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to
Tukufu
God.
Kabwana. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Tukufu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Tukufu kabwana.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Every man, every woman that is born of the Spirit of God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and believes every word, stands as though you never seen at the first place. You are perfect. There you are. Praise the name of the Lord. You stay with that confession. Amen. If the enemy comes to you, you put it back in his face. I'm a son of God. What are you talking about? Get behind me. Tell your story walking. Be bold. Be strong. Be a son. Be a daughter. And live right. Yes, sir. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord. Glory.
Tukufu.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Tukufu.
Amen.
Amina.
Jesus the Word.
Yesu neno.
He took my place.
Alichukua nafasi yangu.
He became me.
Akakuwa mimi.
Amen.
Amina.
That the sinner, that I might become him.
Ili nikapate kuwa yeye.
The Word.
Neno.
Oh, that spiritual union of Christ and His church. Listen,
sikiza,
when the flesh
mwili
is becoming word,
neno,
and the word
na neno
is becoming flesh,
mwili
manifested, vindicated, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. You shall cast out devils. You shall lay your hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Shall speak in new tongues, signs and wonders and miracles following the believer. Then the world will know that God is in our midst. Not by word alone, but by a vindication. Because God is not dead. He is alive. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. He still heals. He delivers. He sets captives free. And he's here this morning. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hey, hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That union is becoming flesh. Amen. When you can take over your vocal cords. Amen. We are near the coming of Jesus. To be united with His church. Where the word becomes the word. Amen. And that's the call of the Holy Spirit. Searching our hearts. By His word. And you are responding because you are an eagle. You are not a chicken. You are not a vulture. You are an eagle. Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord. You are standing completely. You never seen in the first place. God don't even know it. You are wasting your time. Thinking about yourself. Think about so and so and so on. Forget about it. God even doesn't know it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amina.
Praise God. They have wasted their time calling us devils. Now God is blessing us. They cannot stop the blessing. The church is being blessed. Amen.
Amina.
Nairobi, you are being blessed. Accept your blessing. Glory.
Tukufu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They call your name.
names. They revile you. They kick you back and forth. You stood your ground. Now God is blessing you back. And no man can stop the blessing. They can't stop the revival. They can't stop the joy of salvation. The young people are shouting. The Kalems are rejoicing. The mamas are clapping hands. The papas, oh. Hey, and the fire is going to fall. Amen, 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 amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Hey,
hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Amina.
It's a waste of time, brother. Once somebody is a child of God,
he's
forever a son of God. Amen.
Amina.
If he's a daughter of God, he's forever a daughter of God.
Mungu.
Amen. So let's take this back into our homes. Amen. And brothers, let us be real husbands. Husbands indeed. Amen.
Amina.
Don't be ashamed of your wife. The other day I called my wife their sweetheart because she is my sweetheart. She is the greatest woman on earth to me. There's no woman like her. Now you think about that concerning your wife. I challenge you, brothers. I challenge you, brothers who are married. You treat your wives well. Those are king's daughters. Amen. You know what the Lord says? You know what your bridegroom says? He said, if you mistreat them, I won't even hear your prayers. Is that scriptures? Leave alone answering your prayers. I won't hear your prayers. You want God to bless you? Treat your wife well. Love her like you love your own flesh. Because she is your flesh. You care for her. Protect her.
Mlinde.
Be her shield. Yes, sir. Take this back home. And then we bring it in here. Then we see if God will not bless this church. Amen. Already he's doing it. It's grace. We still have a lot of shortcomings, loose ends here and there. But this grace still bypasses that. Amen. I takes care of us. But how about if we are standing true to his word? Acting on his word. Doing the right thing. Who can stop him? Nothing can stop him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So brothers, don't mistreat your wives. Amen. I know we have traditional demons from Romans 7. Still wants to creep into Romans 8. And in your mind you think about those things. Amen. Don't bring it into your marriage. Amen. And sisters, you stay in your place. Sisters, stay in your place. Amen.
Amina.
Stop Lugambo. I don't know. Lugambo is a Luganda word, eh? Lugambo means what? Gossip.
Wacha kusengenyana.
Stop the gossip.
Wacha masengenyenyo, masengenyo.
Sisters.
Wadada.
Amen, sisters.
Amina wadada.
Let's stop the gossip.
Wacha yu masengenyo.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
Let's have respect in the home. Amen.
Amina.
The Bible says obey.
Biblia sema ti.
Brother, the Bible says love.
Biblia ndugu inasema penda.
Amen.
Amina.
Then God is in charge. The God that I want to be in charge of this church will be in charge of your home.
Atadhibiti nyumba yako.
Glory.
Amen. Then we become shining stars, reflecting the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Real Christians, real believers, not believers on Sunday, and at home we become something else. No. Praise the Lord. But the life, they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Amen. Let's have trust and confidence in one another. You see that? Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
And that's why when we pray, when we are taking the Lord's table, we pray for one another. Because we are one body. Say, pastor, submit yourself to those people. Let them know your life. Let them know how you live. Amen.
Amina.
And the church, submit yourself to the pastor. Let him know your life. How you live. Praise the Lord. And then we submit ourselves one to another. Now you take back home. And that's why the Lord's table, you go together here. Husband and wife, submit yourself one to another. Can we say amen?
Tuseme amina.
Praise God. Amen.
Amina.
So I say, you are the virtuous bride of Christ, washed in the blood of Christ, precious, virtuous, sinless Son of God, standing with pure, unadulterated bride word. That he washed by the water of his own blood. That become flesh and manifested. Amen. That he might take you which were predestinated into the bosom of the Father before the beginning, the same as he was, because he was that great attribute of God called love. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. My. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we are in Romans 8. Amen. We agree? We all agree we are in Romans 8. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise God. So that's where God wants you. You are a son, you are a daughter. But now,
sasa,
we are predestinated unto adoption. That's why it says, them that are led by the Spirit, guided by the Spirit. So the Spirit leading you to the adoption of sons. And then there's a law governing that Spirit. Amen. It can't do anything but leads you. Amen. Now Jesus
sasa Yesu
was our example.
Wetu.
Amen.
Amina.
Hebrews chapter 2,
pili,
verse 9 to 10.
Wa tisa
he said, but we see Jesus,
sasa, Yesu,
who was made a little lower than the angels,
mdogo kidogo kuliko malaika,
for the suffering of death,
jile mateso ya mauti,
crowned with glory and honor,
na utukufu, na
that he, by the grace of God, should test death
aonje mauti
for every man.
Kwa kila mtu.
For it became him
ikapata kuwa yeye
for whom are all things,
mambo yote mefanywa,
and by whom are all things,
na mambo yote nafanywa kwa yeye,
in bringing many sons
kwa kuwaleta wana wengi,
and daughters unto glory,
na binti kwa utukufu,
to make the captain of their salvation
kufanya generali wa wokovu wao,
perfect through suffering.
Kamilifu kupitia kwa mateso.
Amen. Amen. Now I say we are in Romans 8. And I said the other day, you are a son. So God sends upon you a spirit. A spirit of adoption. Whereby we cry, Father. And I told you what that spirit does. And then you are it comes because you are predestinated unto adoption. So you are here now. But the end of your journey is adoption. Can we say amen? So there's a lot that happens in between here. Amen. That's where now you need the word. Amen. Because the law that governs the spirit of life is that it is
governed by the word. The spirit of life is subject to the word of God. Amen. So the Bible says here, Jesus Christ was the captain of our salvation. Amen. We know what captain means. But it pleased the Father. Amen. To bring him through, to pass him through so many sufferings. The Bible says sufferings of death. He should test death for every man. In order to bring forth sons and daughters unto glory. Amen. So in other words, he was led a certain way. Amen.
Amen.
Then that leading it made him perfect. But it was through suffering. Amen. Which led him to death. In other words, to the end goal of his life on earth. Because he was born for that purpose. So the spirit in him could only lead him to Calvary. And the Bible here is talking of perfect through suffering. Amen. And also, you know, there is perfect in Matthew 5:48. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. That word perfect means bringing you into maturity. Into a state of a perfect man. Which we have, of course, gone through that. But the word perfect in Hebrews means to make a full end. To complete. To finish.
Kumaliza.
To consummate.
Kumalizia.
To come to the end.
Kufikia mwisho.
Of your purpose.
Ya kusudi lako.
On earth.
Hapa duniani.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
We are getting somewhere. Amen. So we already have the captain of our salvation. Amen. That had to come through that. And the Bible says he was made perfect through suffering. And he was the captain of our salvation. And that's why he says, carry your cross. If you love me, can you carry your cross? Somebody say, a woman actually was telling the mother of, I think, James, and somebody say, when you get to the other side, and then they were telling the Lord, they say, let my children sit next to you. He said, but can they drink of the blood? Can they drink of the cup that I'm going to drink of? The cup of suffering. You see that? Amen. So this perfect means to consummate, to come to the end. I don't know whether you are catching this. You have been called. You are predestinated unto adoption. Until you reach adoption, you have not arrived yet. Amen.
Amina.
There is a way that he passes you through. And that's why he is calling it perfect through suffering. You are going to pass through a lot of things. Amen.
Amina.
The prophet said this. He said, and I agree with him. He said, if somebody tells you that salvation is an easy walk, everything is there, he says, this person is either deceiving you or he doesn't have the experience. Amen. Because it's never perfect. Amen. So let's look at that and then we see how we can wind. He said, for this, 1 Peter chapter 2, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endure grief. Suffering wrongfully. This is very important. I'm suffering. I have problems. I have this, nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Or this and that. Listen to verse 19. It is thankworthy
inastahili shukrani
if a man for conscience towards God
ikiwa mtu akiwa na dhamiri kuelekea Mungu
endure grief
anavumilia mateso
suffering wrongfully
akiwa anateseka kwa makosa
you have not done wrong
haujafanya makosa
amen
amina
but they are suffering
lakini unateseka tu
and the Bible says it's for conscience towards God
hiyo ni dhamiri kuelekea Mungu.
He said, if you do that, listen, let me read it through. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? In other words, if you do wrong and you are buffeted, rebuked, you take it patiently. But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. I don't know whether we are together here. We are now getting to day life, real life experiences that we go through. Amen. There is suffering for wrongdoing. And then there is suffering when you have not done any wrong. But for account on account of Christ.
Lakini kwa sababu ya Kristo.
On account of your stand for the word.
Kwa sababu ya msimamo wako kwa neno.
He said, if you suffer for that,
sema ukiteseka kwa hiyo,
then the spirit of glory rests upon you.
Kisha roho utukufu yuko juu yako.
Then you rejoice.
Kisha wewe furahi.
Amen.
Amen.
For even here unto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Amen.
Amen.
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteous. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should now live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Then he becomes the captain of our salvation. So there are these two types of suffering. And no suffering should drive you away from God. Whatever it is, it should bring you closer to Christ. And God is the Word. And the word is God. So whatever it is, should not take you away from
it.
Because they say prescribed course, ordained for you as an individual. Because you are a son. If God could not spare his own son, but subjected him through into all those sufferings, rejections,
kukataliwa,
hatred,
chuki,
revile,
kutusiwa,
and death,
na mauti.
He subjected him through that.
Yeye alimtoa kwa hiyo,
that he may be perfect.
Ili awe mkamilifu.
He was already a perfect corn of wheat.
Alikuwa ngano iliyokamilifu.
But that perfection,
lakini ule ukamilifu,
was for him to come to the end of his journey, the purpose for which he was born for. And it humbled him. He subjected everything to the Father. He had one revelation. I do nothing except my Father shows me. How about us? And we have the same revelation. So there's no excuse anywhere. Amen. The answer is the cross. Because that's a prescribed way for you. Let me put it this way.
Watch any wake here.
Something happens to you.
Kina kitu kinatendeka kwako.
Somebody does something to you.
Mtu fulani amekufanyia kitu fulani.
If you ever have to blame.
Kama utalaumu yeyote.
If there's anybody you have to blame.
Kama utamlaumu yeyote.
Maybe just you have to blame God for allowing that to happen.
Wewe mlaumu Mungu kwa kuruhusu hayo yatendeke.
Which you can't do. That sounds strange, eh? The reason I said that, how do you know that God is allowing that to happen to bring you to perfection? Romans 7,
Warumi saba,
the human nature
asili ya kibinadamu,
cries out for revenge,
ulilia kulipisha kisasi,
cries out for blood,
inalilia damu,
vengeance,
kisasi.
That is the power
yu ndio nguvu
in Romans 7.
Katika Warumi saba.
But the power in Romans 8,
lakini nguvu katika Warumi nane,
is love.
Ni upendo.
Is humility.
Ni unyenyekevu.
Where you bring everything to him.
Ambapo unaleta kila kitu kwake.
Because he knoweth all things.
Sababu anajua mambo yote.
These are life experiences.
Hii ni ujuzi wa kimaisha.
The realities of life.
Ukweli wa kimaisha.
That we face every day.
Tunayokabiliana nayo kila siku.
Somebody is going to do you wrong.
Mtu fulani atakukosea tu.
Somewhere God is going to allow it.
Mahali fulani sehemu fulani Mungu ataruhusu hiyo.
The prophet says.
Nabii anasema.
There's a spot in you
kuna mahali ndani yako
that the Lord permits the devil to hit at.
Ambapo Bwana ruhusu shetani agonge.
He does it.
Anafanya hivyo
to bring you
kukuleta wewe
closer to him.
Karibu na yeye.
To bring you unto adoption.
Akulete kuwa mwana wa mamlaka.
Adoption is not easy.
Kwa mwana mamlaka sio rahisi.
It won't come on a plate.
Haitakuja kwa sahani.
No.
Uh-uh.
Because God is looking for sons and daughters.
Sababu Mungu anatafuta wana na binti.
Adoption is when you have spoken word power.
Kwa mwana mamlaka ni wakati una neno nguvu za neno.
And you think God will entrust you.
Unafikiri Mungu atakuamini
with spoken word power.
Na nguvu za neno ulionenwa.
When you are in a state,
wakati unapokuwa katika hali,
when you are crying for revenge,
unapolilia kulipisha kisasi,
what will you do?
Utafanya nini basi?
With that power.
Na hizo nguvu.
Some of us would not even be walking. Maybe we would have been spoken out of existence a long time.
Wengine labda mngekuwa tuzungumuzo mpaka tukapotea.
But we thank God.
Tunamshukuru Mungu.
He knows whom to trust with
anajua
his word.
Anajua nani kutumaini na neno lake.
Now God loves you.
Mungu anakupenda.
Amen.
Amina.
But God is not interested.
Lakini Mungu hana haja
in the flesh.
Katika mwili na mwili.
That's why he subjects. When I talk about the flesh,
napozungumzia mwili,
I'm talking about the five senses.
Nazungumzia zile hisia tano.
Amen.
Amina.
That feels pain.
Na hisi uchungu.
Let me read you something here.
Wacheni wasome kitu fulani hapa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. Maybe it will help us.
Labda itatusaidia.
Amen. This is from Brother Coleman's message.
Huyu kutoka ujumbe ndugu Coleman.
He say,
anasema
the word suffering,
kuteseka,
to suffer,
kuteseka,
the word in the dictionary means to fill with a sense of pain.
Katika kamusi inamaanisha kuwa na hisia ya uchungu.
Feel the senses.
Una hisia.
Undergo pain.
Kupitia uchungu.
Bear the pain.
Kuvumilia uchungu.
Be affected by.
Kudhuriwa na.
Allow, tolerate, to feel pain or punishment.
Kuhisi uchungu ama adhabu.
To be in distress.
Kukua kwa dhiki.
To endure loss or injury.
Kuvumilia kuchibuliwa ama hasara.
That's that word.
Hilo ndio hilo neno.
The pain is there.
Uchungu upo.
It's a sense, the feeling.
Ni hisia.
That word suffer.
Eneo teseka.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Then he continues here.
Kisha naendelea hapa.
He says, okay. Now over in 1 Peter chapter 2,
katika Petro kwanza mlango wa pili,
it tells us that when you be buffeted about for your own faults,
sema ukipigwa kwa sababu ya makosa yako mwenyewe,
if you suffer as a busybody,
ukiteseka kama mtu hapa na pale,
as a murderer,
kama muuaji,
as a thief,
kama mwizi,
God,
Mungu,
he hasn't got one thing to do with that.
Hausiani na hayo.
But if you suffer because you are disobedient to God, if you suffer because you are disobedient to God's word, there's no glory in that. The spirit of glory does not rest upon you. You brought that about your own self. But now, if you suffer from these following things, persecution for righteousness.
Dhuluma kwa ajili ya haki.
In other words, you are standing by the word.
Kwa maneno mengine unasimama kwa neno.
Amen.
Amina.
You are persecuted for that.
Unadhulumiwa kwa hayo.
Revilings and slander.
Kutusiwa na
false accusations.
Mashtaka ya uongo.
Scourgings for Christ.
Kwa mpigo kwa ajili ya Kristo.
Rejection by men.
Kukataliwa na watu.
Hatred by the world system.
Chuki na mfumo wa dunia.
Hatred by relatives.
Chuki na watu wa ukoo.
Mother and father.
Baba na mama.
Sisters and brothers.
Wadada na wandugu.
And so forth.
Na kadhalika.
Temptations.
Majaribu.
Shame for his name.
Aibu kwa ajili ya jina lake.
Imprisonments.
Katika kifungo.
On account of God's word.
Sababu neno la Mungu.
Tribulations.
Dhiki.
Stonings.
Kupigwa mawe.
Beatings.
Mapigo.
Being a spectacle to men.
Kukua watu kudhihakiwa na watu.
Misunderstanding.
Kutoeleweka.
Defamation.
Kuharibiwa jina.
Despising.
Kudharauliwa.
Troubles.
Shida.
Afflictions.
Na mateso.
Distresses.
Dhiki.
Distress.
Dhiki.
Labors.
Na taabu.
Fastings and also evil reports.
Kufunga na habari mbaya.
Reproaches.
Karipiwa.
Trials and satanic accusations.
Majaribu na mashtaka kishetani.
If you suffer from one of these things here.
Teseka kwa mambo moja hapa ya mambo hapa.
Happy are you.
Heri nyinyi.
You are suffering for Christ.
Natasekea Kristo.
So therefore we find out then.
Kwa hivyo tunagundua basi.
That if you suffer according to God's word.
Ukiteseka kulingana neno la Mungu.
Then that actually is a blessing to you.
Kwa hivyo hiyo inakuwa ni baraka kwako.
Then if you are suffering.
Kama unateseka.
Then God makes all things work together for good.
Mungu anafanya mambo yote kutendeka kwa ajili ya wema.
To them that love God.
Kwa wale wapendao Mungu.
So therefore you understand.
Kwa hivyo wewe unafahamu.
The will of the Lord. In your life, then you can rejoice in your trials. Can we say amen? Blessed be the name of the living God. So there we are. Amen. So either way, whatever it is, it should bring you closer to Christ. Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
I want to be direct here.
Nataka kulenga moja kwa moja.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Not directed against anybody.
Sio kulenga mtu yeyote.
No.
Hapana.
Amen. But just to help you.
Lakini kuwasaidieni tu.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
We have the Lord's Supper here.
Tuna meza ya Bwana hapa.
Once a month.
Mara moja kwa mwezi.
Correct?
Sawa sawa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Now there are some.
Kuna wengine
who don't come.
Hawakuji
because they feel.
Sababu wanahisi.
There are problems here and there.
Kuna shida hapa na pale.
Which is true.
Ambapo ni ukweli.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Those issues are there.
Hayo mambo yapo.
Amen.
Amina.
But I'm bringing this to a point.
Naleta hii mahali
where none of those issues
ambapo kuna hayo mambo
should stop you
yatakuzuia
from coming to the Lord's table.
Kukuja kwa meza ya Bwana.
I know we are on the hookup. Amen. But I just want to speak to the beloved here. Correct, because I love you. Praise the Lord. There's no single reason if we are believers to stop us from coming for the Lord's table. If somebody has hurt you,
kama mtu amekuumiza,
amen.
Amina.
What does the Bible say? Drop your
Biblia inasema nini? Angusha kinyongo chako.
It is about you.
Ni kukuhusu wewe.
It is not about that person.
Sio kuhusu yule mtu.
It is you and Christ.
Ni wewe na Kristo.
Correct?
Sawa sawa.
If you have done somebody wrong,
kama umekosea mtu,
repent.
Wewe tubu.
Say sorry.
Sema samahani.
Forgive me, brother.
Nisamehe ndugu.
Forgive me, sister.
Nisamehe dada.
Bring everything under the blood.
Weka kila kitu chini ya damu.
Somebody's sins
should
not stop you
from coming to the Lord's table. Kukuja kwa meza ya Bwana.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Can we say amen, church?
Kanisa tuseme amina.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Now let's take this very, very seriously.
Tumaanishe sana kwa kumaanisha.
Because either we are believers,
aidha sisi ni waaminio,
or we are not believers.
Ama sisi sio waaminio.
Either we are genuine,
aidha sisi ni wa ukweli,
or we are not genuine.
Ama sisi sio wa ukweli.
But I believe,
lakini ninaamini,
we are genuine.
Sisi ni wa ukweli.
Okay, let me wind down here. There are many things I would have said. We'll pick it up later. Amen. Now, the Bible says the law of the spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. So there is one law that governs the spirit of life. If you have the spirit of life in you, which is the spirit of Christ, which is the spirit of adoption, which is the Holy Ghost itself, which is charity, praise the Lord, which is Christ. Can we say amen? Praise the Lord. There's one law that governs that law, that governs that spirit. It is governed by the word. That's all. One single law.
Sheria moja tu peke yake.
Amen.
Amina.
It can only quicken the word.
Inaweza huisha tu neno.
It is controlled.
Inadhibitishwa.
By the word.
Inadhibitiwa na neno.
Praise God. I'm winding down. Amen.
Amina.
So if I have that spirit,
ikiwa nina hiyo roho,
then that spirit brings me
hiyo roho basi inanileta
into subjection
chini ya utiifu
of the word of God.
Wa neno la Mungu.
It will live by the word.
Itaishi kwa neno.
It feeds on the word.
Inakula neno.
It speaks the word.
Inanena neno.
Whatever the word says,
it
does. Neno
nasema inafanya hivyo.
And does not give excuses. It does not cut corners. I said on Wednesday here, I said the word, the Bible says in Hebrews 4, the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. piercing even to the dividing asunder
ikikata na kupasua kugawanya
soul and the spirit
nafsi na roho
the joints and the marrow
mifupa na mafuta
and it is a discerner
na ni pambanuzi
of the thoughts
ya mawazo
and intents
na nia
of the heart
ya moyo
the word
neno.
Amen. Amen. So if somebody comes to you,
ikiwa mtu atakuja kwako,
with the word,
akiwa na neno,
correct?
Sawa sawa.
The word,
neno,
and presents you the word.
Na peane kwako neno.
What is actually being done?
Inayotendeka
is discerning,
ni kupambanua
the spirit,
ile roho
that is operating,
inayofanya kazi
in the individual.
Ndani ule mtu binafsi.
Are we following this?
Tunafuata hii.
Are we following this?
Tunafuata hii.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Is discerning.
Ni upambanuzi.
So your reaction,
kwa hivyo kuitika kwako,
to the word,
kwa neno,
presented to you,
iliyopeana kwako,
will tell what spirit,
itasemekana roho gani,
is operating in you.
Inafanya kazi ndani yako.
It divides the soul and the spirit.
Inagawanya roho na nafsi.
And picks up what is in there.
Na inachukua kilicho pale ndani.
But the target is the soul.
Lakini lengo ni nafsi.
To deliver that soul.
Kukomboa hiyo nafsi.
So I come to you.
Kwa hivyo nakuja kwako.
As your pastor.
Kama mchungaji wako.
And also as your kinsman.
Pia kama mkombozi uko.
Correct?
Sawa sawa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
I'm just coming with the word.
Mimi nakuja tu na neno.
In love.
Kwa upendo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Knowing that a soul is in danger.
Nikijua kwamba nafsi iko kwa hatari.
Like David.
Kama Daudi.
Went to rescue sheep.
Alienda kuokoa kondoo.
From the lions.
Kutoka
from the bear.
Kutoka dubu.
He had a slingshot.
Alikuwa na kombeo.
This is my slingshot.
Ndio kombeo yangu hapa.
So I'll carry it in my arms.
Nitaibeba kwa mkono wangu.
And come to you.
Nikuja kwako.
And present you.
Na nipeane kwako.
The word.
Neno
for that situation.
Kwa hiyo hali.
Are we together?
Tuko pamoja.
The word
neno
presented to you
leo peana kwako
will discern
itapambanua
what is in you.
Kilicho ndani yako.
The spirit of life
roho uzima
in you
ndani yako
is governed
anatawaliwa
control
anadhibitiwa
by the word
na neno.
In a contrary spirit
roho ya kinyume
will deny the word
itakana neno.
The word will mean nothing.
Neno itabacha chochote.
It goes by feelings.
Inaenda kwa hisia.
But the spirit of life,
lakini roho uzima,
will take the word.
Atapokea neno.
Because the word,
sababu neno,
will cast out devils.
Itatoa mapepo.
My.
Jamani.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Glory be to God.
Tukufu kwa Bwana.
So that's the only thing.
Hiyo ndio njia pekee tu.
But God loves you.
Lakini Mungu anakupenda.
So if you have a spirit,
ikiwa uko na roho,
whether you done wrong,
kama umefanya makosa,
that humbles,
hiyo inanyenyekeza,
and subjects,
inajitoa,
and fears,
na inaogopa,
and trembles,
inatetemeka,
at the word of God,
kwa neno la Mungu,
rejoice.
Wewe furahi milele.
Regardless of what you have done.
Haijalishi umefanya nini.
Rejoice.
Furahi.
Because the spirit of God dwells in you.
Roho wa Mungu anakaa ndani yako.
Amen.
Amen.
So talk about Ephesians, this Ephesians. Amen. Amen. This is preparations for the rapture. This is preparation for adoption. Amen.
Amen.
God shaping you up.
Mungu akikuunda
to bring you unto adoption.
Akulete kuwa mwana wa mamlaka.
That he can empower you.
Kwamba anaweza kupatia nguvu
with this very word, spoken word power.
Ni nguvu za neno lililonenwa.
In this time and season.
Kwa katuna majira haya.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
So I'm finished, church.
Nimemaliza kanisa.
For now.
Kwa ajili ya sasa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Do we thank the Lord?
Tunamshukuru Bwana.
Do we appreciate the Lord?
Tunamshukuru Bwana.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So there should be nothing. Amen. To stop you from serving the Lord Jesus. Amen. After hearing this, amen. Bring everything under the word.
Leta kila kitu chini ya neno.
Under the blood.
Chini ya damu.
Amen.
Amen.
In our homes, there's a spirit.
Kuna roho.
That is flying all over the place. And my pastor friends online will bear me witness. Their spirit hitting at families. Husbands and wives.
Waume na wake.
It will take the word of God.
Itachukua neno la Mungu.
Not legalism.
Sio sheria.
It will take the word of God.
Itachukua neno la Mungu.
And it will take your ability.
Itachukua uwezo wako.
And respect.
Na heshima.
To the word of God.
Kwa neno la Mungu.
Amen. To help you out.
Kukusaidia kutoka hapo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's what is flying everywhere.
Inaenda kila mahali.
That's why the rate of divorce.
Kwa sababu hali ya kutalaka.
Is very high.
Ziko juu sana.
Amen.
Amina.
Chaos in the home. Just a minute. Let me first praise the Lord.
Kidogo tu.
Chaos everywhere. Husbands and wives, they are not understanding each other.
Waume na wake hawaelewani.
They don't agree.
Hawakubaliani.
Quarreling.
Wanagombana.
Trouble.
Shida.
What is causing that?
Nini naleta hiyo?
It's the devil.
Ni shetani.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Is the devil.
Ni shetani.
As long as houses are not safe.
Mradi wakati nyumba haziko usalama.
The church is not safe.
Kanisa haliko usalama.
I know this is hard.
Najua ni ngumu.
I don't take pleasure in speaking this.
Sifurahi kusema hii.
It pains
inauma
to speak some of these things.
Kuzungumza baadhi haya maneno.
But if we don't speak it,
lakini tusipoisema,
we die.
Tunakufa.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's wake up.
Tuamke.
Let's be real. Let's understand what we are dealing with.
Tufahamu tunakabiliana na kitu gani.
Brothers.
Wandugu.
The Bible says.
Biblia inasema.
You are the head of the house.
Wewe ndio kichwa cha nyumba.
Correct.
Sawa sawa.
But you also have a head.
Lakini pia wewe una kichwa.
The head is the word.
Kichwa ni neno.
Subject yourself to the word.
Jitoe kwa neno.
And handle the word with love.
Na ukabiliana na neno kwa upendo.
Have respect for your husband, for your wife.
Kuwa na heshima kwa mke wako.
Treat them well.
Watendee vizuri.
Have confidence.
Kuwa na ujasiri.
With your wife.
Na mke wako.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
The reason.
Sababu.
We hold meetings.
Tunakuwa na mikutano.
Every year.
Kila mwaka.
At the beginning of the year.
Mwanzoni mwa mwaka.
And we come back here.
Na tunarudi tena hapa.
And we tell you the vision.
Na tunawaambia maono.
For the year.
Ya huu mwaka.
Because you should know.
Sababu inapaswa ujue.
The direction the church is taking.
Mwelekeo kanisa linayofuata.
And if you know.
Na ukijua.
Then you have a sense of security.
Kisha kuna hisia fulani ya usalama.
You are secured.
Umesalimika.
Correct?
Sawa sawa.
Now take that home.
Sasa peleka hiyo nyumbani.
If you keep your wife in darkness.
Ukiweka mke wako kwa giza.
Doesn't know anything you are doing.
Hajui lolote unalolifanya.
You don't share with her.
Haushiriki na yeye.
You don't sit back and talk.
Haukai chini na kuzungumza.
You don't give her your plans.
Haupati mipango yako.
You don't give her your vision.
Haupati maono yako.
You don't give her your finances.
Haupati fedha zako.
She knows nothing about it.
Hajui kuhusu yoyote hayo.
She's going to be insecure in the house.
Kwa nyumba.
She will start planning her own things.
Ataanza kupanga mambo yake mwenyewe.
Because she doesn't feel safe anymore.
Sababu hajisikii na usalama tena.
Lack of trust.
Hakuna kuaminiana.
Lack of confidence.
Hakuna ujasiri. Kristo
has revealed to us all the mysteries.
Ametufunulia siri zote.
We are his wife.
Sisi ni mke wake.
He has not hidden anything from us.
Hajatuficha lolote.
To prepare us for the rapture.
Kutuanda kwa ajili ya unyakuo.
That's where we can stand with confidence.
Sababu unaweza kusimama kwa ujasiri.
And have faith in the word.
Na tukue na imani katika neno.
And believe.
Na tuamini.
Why?
Kwa nini?
He has revealed this to us.
Ametufunulia haya kwetu.
And we rejoice over it.
Na tunafurahia hayo.
Now you have a wife in the house.
Una mke nyumbani.
And you tell her nothing.
Na umwambie chochote.
She doesn't know where you go.
Ajua unaenda wapi.
She doesn't know how you live.
Ajua unaishiaje.
You go in the morning.
Unaenda asubuhi.
You come back at midnight.
Unarudi usiku wa manane.
You don't know what is in the house.
Haujui nini kwa nyumba.
You don't know what's happening to the children.
Haujui nini natendeka na watoto.
Amen. Maybe I should stop, eh? I go on. The deacon is saying, go on. Praise the Lord. Amen. You don't even know your wife dresses. You don't know. Then you become ashamed of her. And then for you, you are very smart. Praise God. You have forgotten about the sister. How do you expect her to feel? How do you expect her to live in the house? You see that? But if you subject yourself to the word and then you say, this is my wife. If you have no money, sit down with her. Sister,
dada,
my wife,
mke wangu,
I don't have anything.
Sina chochote.
What should we do?
Tufanye nini?
How will she know you don't have money if you don't share anything with her? She will think you are hiding money somewhere. She will put you under so much pressure, under so much stress, because she doesn't know. So learn, brothers, to get back. I know in the world people fear their wives. That may be the women will kill them or something like that. We are believers. We are God's children. You know, brother, I know this is hard. But I'm married. My wife is there. Praise the name of the Lord. She's right there looking at me. If I make a mistake, I tell her sorry. She's there. I tell her, sister, my sweetheart, I'm sorry. Forgive me. You mean pastor? You tell your wife to forgive you, you're sorry. Oh yes, I'm telling you, I do. If I've made a mistake, I've made a mistake. If I can do that, why can't you do that? Why?
Kwa nini?
Respect
Eshima
is not forced.
Ailazimishwi.
Respect is hand.
Eshima ulazimu itafute.
If she sees your character,
akiona tabia yako,
Christ-like,
kama Kristo,
godly,
ya kiungu,
she will respect you.
Atakuheshimu.
If she refuses respect you,
akikataa kukuheshimu,
God will deal with her.
Mungu atakabiliana na yeye.
This is tough. Eh? Amen. Go through the scriptures. Amen. You are a real son of God. You are serving God. You are living true to God. Your wife becomes rebellious. God will deal with her. Not even you. Your work is to love her. God will sort it out. Read about Moses. Read about the Bible. You see the characters in the Bible. Read about Brother Branham himself. How that he came back tired.
He said, "Uda mechoka."
And the wife wanted him to beat Joseph.
Joseph.
And he said, "No, I don't have the courage to do that."
Sama sina ujasiri kufanya hivyo.
Bang the door on his face.
Kagonga mlango kwa uso wake.
And the prophet said, "Well, she's tired.
Nabii akasema amechoka.
She's tired of the children and things.
Amechoka na watoto na mambo."
He went to wash his car.
Kaenda kuosha gari lake.
The Lord told him,
Bwana akamwambia,
"You go tell her."
Enda ukamwambie.
Read to her this scripture.
Usome ile andiko.
About Moses and Miriam.
Kuhusu Musa na Miriam.
How Miriam became leprous.
Jinsi Miriam alipata
ukoma. Now I'm not scaring you, sisters.
Sasa,
this is the word.
Siwatishi ile neno.
Miriam took on leprosy.
Miriam akapata ukoma
in the Bible.
Katika Biblia.
And the prophet read it.
He ran straight to the house. He went there. The sister locked herself in. He knocked. He said, "Sister, open the door. The Lord didn't like what happened. They spoke. But what happened next? A tumor. She picked up a tumor. He cried.
Akalia.
He wept.
Akalia.
And he prayed.
Akaomba.
Then he started praying a simple prayer.
Kisha kaomba ombi raisi.
He said, "Lord,
Sema Buwana,
she keeps the children.
Yenda na walinda watoto.
She washes the clothes.
Anaosha nguo.
She does this.
Anafanya hiki.
She does this.
Anafanya kile."
And then the Lord told him, "Stand up on your feet.
Buwana kamwambia simama.
Whatever you say
lolote nalo lisema
shall come to pass."
Itatimia.
And then he said,
akasema,
"Before the doctor touches her,
kabla madaktari wa mguse,
the tumor will be gone."
Ufimbe utakuwa umeenda.
Where did it start?
Ilianzia wapi?
You see that?
Mbona hiyo?
So let's stay in our place.
Tukae kwa nafasi zetu.
Because we are dealing with God.
Sababu tunakabiliana na Mungu.
We are not dealing with just anyone, I think we are dealing with God.
Tunakabiliana na Mungu.
So brothers, you serve God.
Wandugu tumikieni Mungu.
You live a real life.
Ishi maisha kweli.
Before your wife,
mbele za mke wako,
before your children,
mbele za watoto wako.
Don't be a hypocrite.
Usikue mnafiki.
Don't be somebody that is rough, wants to, you know, no.
Usikue mtu.
Just be a real son of God.
Wewe kwa tu mwana halisi wa Mungu.
And that sister will fall in her place.
Huyo dada tengia mahali pake.
If she doesn't,
asipofanya hivyo,
God will sort it out.
Mungu atatatua hiyo.
Amen.
Jamani.
Amen. But nothing should stop you from serving the Lord. Nothing should stop you from coming to the Lord's table. You serve God with all your heart. And sisters, you stay in your place. You are very important, very precious in the sight of God. Amen. So precious that he calls his church the bride. You see that? Amen. So all of us, male and female, to God, we are the bride. That's how important you are.
Even believe you are muhimu.
And Brother Brahma says, you want to know a church, look at the women that go to that church. Look at their behaviors. Look at what they do. Then you will know what is in that church. My, I'm finished. For today, you still love me? Praise God. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
I love you too. Amen. Pray Amen. For me.
Amen.
Pray for one another. Amen.
Amen.
And we're having this meeting in Soroti. God willing, I'll travel tomorrow. Keep me in your prayers. Amen. And then, of course, we have the wedding. For our beloved young ones here. Amen. Amen. So, and then thereafter, we see how we move on. Until that time, God be with you. Let's take the word as we should take it. We already have a revelation that the word is God and God is the word. If you break this word, then you are divorced from God. But let's hold on to it. Regardless of what mistakes, regardless of your shortcomings, you hold on to this. It is said that the Satan trembles
Shetani hutetemeka
when the weakest
wakati aliye mdhaifu
of saints
watakatifu
go down to pray.
Napopiga maombi
magoti. And the reason it trembles
napotetemeka
is that God is going to hear this.
Kwa sababu Mungu ataenda kusikia huyu mtu.
And when God hears,
Mungu akimsikia,
that is it.
Ndio hiyo basi.
Amen. So in whatever shortcomings we have,
upungufu wote tulio nao,
in our lives,
kwa maisha yetu,
in any way,
kwa namna yote,
we have the answer.
Tuko na jawabu.
It's in the word.
Yuko kwa neno.
So God bless you. Love you.
Mungu awabariki na wapenda.
Amen. Let us pray. Let's just bow our heads.
Can we stand up? We just bow our heads, say a word of prayer. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, Thou knowest my heart. It's out of love that I speak these things. I'm a mere mortal. I make mistakes, Lord, all the time, Father. But I take comfort in your word and the power of your blood. That, Father, your blood washes us and cleanses us from all sins. So as I spoke these things, O God, I'm in it as well. So I pray that you help us. For Lord, we want to be right before thee, and we want you to move in our midst. We don't want anything in between you and us. So Father, have your own way and bless your people. Heal the sick and the afflicted and deliver them, Lord. Amen. Those who are sick, grant them deliverance. Those who are needy, meet their needs, O God. We see the state of the world. The economy is crashing. Lord, no jobs. There's problems everywhere. But Father, we depend upon you. You are the only person, Father, that we look to in this situation. So Father, I pray for your children that you open doors for them. Lord, that you bless the labors of their hands, that you prosper their ways, dear Lord. Those who are looking for jobs and employment, Lord, may you open doors, Father. Those who work, prosper them and bless them in their places of work. And bless the brothers, Father, as they labor out there in the field. They rub shoulders with the world. But may the angel of the Lord be with them there, Lord. And make it easier for them, Father. We commit everything now into your hands. I also pray for the meetings in Soroti. Lord, that you will visit your people there. Bless the pastor, Lord. And Lord, all that will be done there, may it be your will. And may it be victory to the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. And the church shall say, Amen. Turn around and just greet your brother and your sister.
Amen. Do you appreciate our pastor? Amen. Do you appreciate our pastor? Amen. Do you appreciate the message? Amen. Oh, coming down from the Father above. Oh, sweet poor of my spirit forever. From Romans 7, amen, to Romans 8. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The movie is on, my Lord. Move on, brother. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father. Amen. Our hearts are blessed. Our soul are blessed, Lord, this morning, this afternoon, Lord. Amen. We have a low spirit of life within us, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the message that has gone forth. Bless our pastor, Lord God. Bless his family, Lord Jesus. Be with him, strengthen him, Lord God. And bless him, Father, Lord God. Prosper him in all his ways, Father, Lord God. Amen. Bless your children this morning. Be with them as we move from here, Lord God. Bless them, Father, with good health, Father. Bless them all their ways. They are going out and coming in, Lord. Father, we commit everything to your hand, Father. As we move from here, be with us. Let your presence go with us, Father. And we'll be careful to give you a glory and honor. For in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 May sit down. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. You appreciate Brother Masharia.